Blake, have you seen the inside of the rink yet at Rogers Place?
No.
If you've seen pictures of it, the drawings and the renderings from last week, what do you anticipate the difference being? I mean, beyond the fact there's not going to be any fans, but there's going to be all these other things like video screens and whatnot inside.
I'll be focused on, the other team and the puck and the things in front of me. I mean, even during a Stanley Cup playoff game, there's 20,000 people in the crowd and everything, but your attention is kind of on what you're trying to do out there. So, I'll check the scoreboard to see how much time's on the clock, and from there, just worry about the game pretty much.
Thank you.
All righty, let's go with Terry Jones.
Can you hear me?
No, we can.
Okay, I just want, can you give me your first impressions of all the little things, arrival day, you show up, the whole setup here, and take your turn?
It's worked out pretty well. There hasn't been any huge differences, to be honest, besides, wearing a mask and being careful. So I think we're all pretty confident in this and excited to get started.
Other guys?
I think what Nikolai said was pretty on point. I mean, other than kind of the food being changed, you don't get to grab your own food. That's a little different, being served. But, I think coming into the bubble and we know what we're focused on. And, it's kind of just like in an extended road trip. You get into the hotel room and, you're going to be here hopefully for a while. So, just to get used to some of the protocols, wearing a mask, making sure you got your credentials on and filling out some of the things you got to fill out before you can enter the rink. I think that's going to take a couple days to get used to, but it's nothing that's too drastic.
Good morning, gentlemen. Ken Weeb, sportsnet.ca. First for Adam, given what you've been through this year, what is it like to be healthy for the playoffs, and what are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, it's been nice to kind of get a second chance at this season. Battled some injuries and obviously didn't have the season I was thrilled with. So to be able to kind of come back after some time off and hopefully contribute in a positive way, I'm looking forward to it. So I'm excited to get things going.
And a quick one for Blake, given all your experience, what are the characteristics that make up a good playoff performer?
I think just, there's no roller coaster rides. There's no highs or lows. It's, for an individual and a team, the more even keel you can stay, regardless of the situation, typically that's going to be what shows up in the end. I mean, teams are so, closely, these games are so tightly contested. The teams are there's not much disparity in the talent levels on any given team. So the team that sticks with it and is consistent in how they play, throughout the entirety of the game. I think that was the difference in our series with St. Louis last year. I mean, we had them on the ropes in game five, and, they just kind of stayed with what they're good at, did it for, one more period in that game five, and, kind of stole away the series from us. So those are little lessons I think we've learned over the last couple of years. We've been kind of knocking on the door for a couple of years now. We've learned a few things, and, I think we're – gain some seasoning in those aspects of playoff hockey.
Blake, Scott Billick here, Winnipeg Sun. Just a question. Your lines haven't changed much since the pause, and I assume if barring anything that happens in the next few days, they're going to be the same on Saturday when the playoffs kick off. What did you like about the makeup of your forward lines when you guys were as healthy as you were, you know, in those couple games before the pause?
Well, I think we had an ability to put any line out in any situation. You know, I think there wasn't a reliance on one line having to play, you know, the over 20 minutes, kind of demanding minutes that can really take the wind out of your sails over an extended period of time. You know, when you have four lines with the ability to chew off some minutes in a game and be effective, it allows everyone from top to bottom to have more energy to, you know, make a more meaningful impact in the game. So I think all of our lines were playing well and feeling good, and obviously our lines spent a lot of time together. You know, Nikki and Patty have spent a lot of time together. Adam and Cop have spent a lot of time together. So it was just, you know, adding a couple new faces in on those few lines, and I think we were you know, starting to connect on all cylinders.
Thank you.
Hi guys, it's Murad Atesh from The Athletic. I know there's lots of questions about how different it is, and the vibe from you guys seem to be you've adapted it to it well, but given it's the first night in the bubble, I guess would have been last night, and it's the longest hotel stay you guys will probably look at in a long time, is there anything different about going to sleep with the whole thing in front of you at this stage?
No, you know, I think, like you said, it's a little different knowing you're potentially going to be in the same place for a long time. I think, but you know, at the same time, it's kind of the same task at hand in previous years. You know, you have one opponent, you're kind of focused on them, and you know, when you're able to get through them, and then you look to the next round. So I think, you know, the same goal. It's the same goal. I think, you know, it'll be a little different, obviously with different factors, no fans, and you know, playing on ice that there's been multiple games kind of every day for, you know, weeks at a time. So there's going to be different factors. But I think at the end of the day, we're going to approach it the same, whether, you know, we were playing at home or we were playing on the road.
And just as a follow-up to that, some social media from some players from different teams showed the NHL had put, like, kind of nice touches, family photos, that kind of stuff. Did you guys get that sort of thing? And what's that like?
They must have skipped my room.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Me too.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Hey, guys. Mike McIntyre here. Just two quick ones. Either anybody could take this one, but obviously everybody had an individual decision to make as to whether to opt in or opt out. Only a handful of guys opted out, but you're going to face a team that had one player in Travis Hamonic. I just wonder, I mean, I imagine there's great respect for anybody who decided for their family that was the route they had to take. And I just wonder what a Flames team without Travis Hamonic, how different they might look.
I'll take this on fly. It's, you know, I think everyone was confronted with those decisions. I think people with families had to look at it a little bit harder. Everyone's individual circumstance is completely different. You know, I think anyone with anyone around them that has some underlying health conditions or anything that would be compromised by coming to work, you know, it just doesn't make sense. So anyone that, you know, felt their individual situation that it was best for them to stay home, I mean, you can't do anything but respect and, you know, respect where they're at and just, I guess, hope for the best for everyone. I think when it comes to these things, health and safety of ourselves and more importantly, our families are at the top of the list. And even all the guys that are here, you know, that's at the forefront is, you know, looking out for one another, making sure that we're doing the right thing so that, off the ice, you know, there's nothing that's going to creep into the bubble or get anyone sick. So obviously a big part of their team, guy that logs a lot of minutes, you know, he's a guy that, speaking from a forward, you know, he makes it hard on you out there. They're going to miss him, you know, definitely. And like I said, from our standpoint, you know, you just, respect every individual's decision that they have to make at this time. You know, focus on the players that are there, and we'll focus on the guys that we have.
And then just last one for you, Blake, but you were one of the leaders early in the pause here, just in speaking out about some of the social justice issues, Black Lives Matter, that sort of thing. The NHL has made no secret that they're going to incorporate some elements of that into these playoffs. There's the Ice Skate 4 initiative, and I think they have some things planned for later in the week. Just your take on what the NHL could and maybe should do here, and could we see guys taking a knee during the anthem, for example?
I think everyone's individual circumstance is going to dictate, you know, how they respond to those things. I think the league has, you know, shown an appetite to be a part of, you know, sort of what's going on, especially in the United States. So it's going to be, I mean, every guy's situation is different. I mean, every guy comes from different places, different backgrounds, has different feelings on, you know, what's going on in the world. So, you know, that's a very broad question to answer. I think as a league, they're kind of doing whatever they can to open the door for anyone that would like to take part and be a part of it. And I think that's really where you leave it.
This is Jim Matheson in Edmonton. Can I ask Blake, you played the Oilers in the last game in Edmonton before the pause, and what were you thinking when you left the rink? The coach said 4 or 5 days you hoped to be back. You were talking to players on the ice, so what was your feeling?
It was hard to know. I mean, when we were talking on the ice, it felt like you didn't really know what to think or expect, but it was hard to imagine, you know, shutting a season down and then coming back and finishing. You know, typically when you leave, it's over, you know, and you don't come back. But obviously these are unprecedented times. We've never experienced anything like this. None of us have. But yeah, the vibe was very just kind of anxious, not knowing what to expect or when to expect it. And, you know, I think once everyone left Winnipeg, you know, I felt like it was probably a stretch that we were going to come back and finish the season, but here we are.
Thank you.
Nikolai, it's Brian Munns. Just curious, based on what you've gone through in your hockey career, whether it's international events or playoffs before, what's your level of intrigue going into this, just based on the unknown as to how it'll all play out, maybe more off ice than on ice, because I'm sure once the game starts, that'll be just hockey as usual.
I don't think it'll be much different, to be honest. You know, we are able to do some things and, you know, still go for dinner and, you know, we'll be able to do the things that we usually do when we're on the road. And for on ice, like you said, it's going to be the same. You know, we're going out there to play hockey. You know, of course, everybody will miss the fans. They're a huge part of this sport, but, you know, we got to look past that right now, and we know that we got the support from back in Winnipeg. So we're excited to get started and, you know, show what we got.